Thank you, Madam President. The Marshall Islands warmly welcomes the delegation of the Federated States of Micronesia and thanks them for the comprehensive presentation of their third report. We congratulate the delegation for the achievements in the implementation of the recommendations from its previous cycle, including the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in 2016. We commend the government on its adoption of the National Disaster Response Plan and the establishment of the Department of Environment, Climate, and Emergency Management. As a fellow neighboring Pacific SIDS, the Marshall Islands view these positive developments as a testament to Micronesia's clear understanding of the imminent threat posed by climate change, not only to the enjoyment of the right to food, health, and adequate standard of living, but most critically to the right to life. The Marshall Islands offers the following recommendations for Micronesia's consideration. Number one, create a national development plan to mitigate the effects of climate change and increase funding and resources for emergency preparedness and response facilities as part of the ongoing strengthening of its overall climate resilience and mitigation efforts. Number two, ratify the remaining core international human rights treaties and to review its reservation to the treaties it is already a party to. Number three, strengthen prevention efforts of domestic and gender-based violence by improving support for victims and criminalizing all forms of gender-based violence, including sexual harassment and spousal rape. Number four, increase the number of women in decision-making roles. We wish the delegation of Micronesia all success during this third EPR cycle. Komo tada, and I thank you. Kalangan.